mainstream ways of seeking spiritualism. It's so devoid of life and of everything that makes us human. The second luncheon gives rules for living. I think about that, and I think about how suffocating that is. I think religion makes you feel as though you are always wrong, as though you are always going to do something wrong. We tend to focus on, you know, what's wrong with me, or why can't I be, I don't want to say perfect, I want to use a different word there. Why can't I get this right, you know? Religions where you go and you live someplace where you can seek deep solitude and live alone and strive to become a better person by being separated from human connection, from human interaction. Or you can be among other people that are like-minded, that are also, you know, seeking enlightenment, or seeking to be holy, you know, or closer to God. I actually think there's something very lonely and sad about those kind of extreme ways of seeking spiritualism. It's so devoid of life and of everything that makes us human, you know, love and loss and pain, passion, and we need those things to create music and art and poetry.
And you need people that have a different perspective than you too to create great anything great or have new ideas, you know. If you're all surrounded by people that think the same way that you do, mm-hmm. and that are seeking the same goal that you are, there's not going to be any innovation. There's going to be any real creative thought or growth or anything like that, because I think that great ideas come when you work with other people that don't necessarily see things the same way you do, yes. but you can come together and create something using your differences and your similarities and kind of melding them in your different ideas, yeah. different perspectives. You need to have a dialogue. You need to be able to have a dialogue with people and
yes.
think of new things or create new things, you know. You can't do that if you're, if y'all have the same ideas, same mindset, the same mm-hmm. approach to life, and none of you see things a slightly different way. Mm-hmm. There won't be any innovation.
Interdependence, right?
Mm-hmm.
Working together to create something better using, bringing
differences.
Together, different differences and skills and abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Learning from different people, from different groups, with different beliefs and different perspectives. I mean, I just kind of found that interesting because it said that they made them build their own mental institution.
The crazy people had built themselves?
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
The crazy people had built themselves.
Well, those nut jobs work. No, it's funny about that. If I was a crazy person, and they're like, build your own mental institution, I'd be building some tunnels and shit so I can get out of there. I'd be like, ha ha!